Growing Pains by Steve Whetton, starring Ray Brooks and Sharon Deuce as Tom and Pat Hollingsworth. Episode 3, Secrets.
Excuse me?
Yes?
You are Pat Hollingsworth, aren't you?
Yes.
I'm Carol Turner.
Oh, yes.
Charlotte's mother.
Oh, of course. Sorry, I was miles away. I've got a lot on my mind at the moment. After you.
Could we stay out here for a moment?
Oh, all right. Nothing serious, is it?
Nothing to worry about, but it is personal and a bit embarrassing.
Oh, yeah, it's the dancing.
What?
Well, Lisa's trying, but... I know Charlotte's so good. Now, we would understand if, you know, you wanted to talk to the teacher.
No, that's not it at all. And anyway, Lisa's every bit as good as Charlotte. Not as dainty, perhaps.
Oh, you can say that again. Most people get diplomas for dancing. Lisa's working for a black belt.
Oh, Charlotte's perfectly happy with the dance routine. It's nothing to do with that.
Well, what is it then?
Oh, they'll be coming out in a minute. Look, it's about fostering.
Now I understand. It was Charlotte who told Lisa...
that fostering split us up, me and her father. I know what she said, that he went off with another woman because I became obsessed with the children.
Something like that.
It wasn't true. And it turned out there wasn't just one woman. It was like a club. I could have organised coffee mornings.
And have you told Charlotte this?
I've tried, but what do you say to a child? Your father's a rat?
Difficult. She'd just think you were bitter.
That's right. So I say very little. I lost the foster children. I don't want to lose her as well. Anyway, I just wanted you to know.
I appreciate that very much. I don't know about a rat, but he was certainly a fool.
And don't worry about the dance. It'll be fine.
Wish I had your confidence.
It's because I've got a date. A date with a package of the good...
Tom, are you listening to me?
What makes you think I'm not?
I'm not sure. Could be the magazine you're reading. Or the fact that you're watching a video. Or just women's intuition.
There's no need to be sarcastic.
Well, you've seen all those films a dozen times. Couldn't it wait a few minutes?
I'm trying to help Lisa and her friend with their dance routine. It was your idea, remember?
Oh, sorry, yes, sorry.
And I wasn't reading a magazine. I was looking at adverts on car spares for Mark.
I don't remember asking you to do that.
No, he did. Just after Simon asked me to play Sabutio. And I said yes, if I could manage to finish my sales ledger for yesterday afternoon. Are you still with me?
I work hard too, you know.
I know you do. All right. Now, you're upset because you tried to tell Lisa about Charlotte's father and she didn't like it.
So you were listening?
Of course. I mean, what do you expect? Lisa to say, oh, great news, Charlotte, your dad's a right swine, so we can foster after all,
no,
yippee.
No, of course I didn't, but I did expect her to understand.
Well, frankly, I don't understand it all that well myself.
What don't you understand?
How they ever became foster parents in the first place if you had so much to hide.
I never thought of that.
Well, I'm sure I couldn't fool Mrs. Thornley. I'm going to tell her everything about Valerie Stevenson bribing me with licorice bootlaces, the lot. I shall hold nothing back, and I advise you to do the same.
I don't think I'll go back as far as junior school days.
What are you talking about? This happened last week.
You idiot. Can't you ever be serious?
Well, I will be with Mrs. Thornley. Don't you worry. I know exactly what I'm going to say as well.
As well.
We're a couple of swells. We stop at the best hotels.
You think she'll be impressed?
The dance routine for Lisa and Charlotte. I know it's here somewhere. Fred Astaire and Judy Garland.
They've already chosen a routine. They just need help.
Yes, but don't you see? They've chosen the wrong routine. It's too difficult for Lisa. This one's simple but brilliant. And best of all, it's supposed to be funny.
Lisa's not that bad.
They'll be brilliant. Listen, do me a favour. Give the girls a shout, will you? Oh, Petal!
Yes, dear?
Tell Mark he can buy those alloy wheels for the stag. I'm in a good mood.
I'm glad somebody is.
Oh, and Petal!
Yes?
Tell Simon our game's postponed for an hour or so, will you?
Yes, anything else?
You could feed the cat.
Come on, JR, we know when we're not wanted. Charlotte, Lisa, Najiski's ready for you.
And Pat, stop worrying, will you? Mrs. Thornley probably knows all about Charlotte's father, so she can tell Lisa herself.
I never thought of that either.
Ah, what did you do before you met me?
Don't ask.
What?
I said, I'll feed the cat.
So there you are then. Ah, and here it is.
A couple of swells. We stop at the best hotel.
Well, if you really want my advice, Pat, you should have told Tom everything in the first place.
You encouraged me not to tell anybody.
I know, but I've changed my mind.
Oh, so what do we do? Turn the clock back 20 years?
If only we could. Anyway, you did nothing to be ashamed of.
Well, so you've always said, but what about others? They may think different.
Never mind about others. They don't know what they're talking about. Pass me that bowl.
What's this, then? Minced beef?
Better be. That's what the butcher said it was.
Sometimes I've wanted to talk.
Yeah, what good would it have done?
Might have done you some good.
Well, not Tom. He's not always as confident as he seems, you know. Anyway, it was a long time ago. Nothing lasts forever.
So why is it a problem now? Greater.
Greater? What do you mean greater?
For the cheese.
Oh, I'm sorry. I told you the final in-depth interview with those fostering people.
I know all that, but you managed to keep it secret all this while. Don't tell them.
They check. At least I think they do. Medical records, police, everything. Lying's one of the things they won't overlook.
So tell them. Wasn't your fault, so how can they hold it against you?
It's not just them, it's Tom. What's he going to think?
You said she talks to you alone. I mean, one at a time.
Yes, but only if you ask her to.
Well, ask.
And then he'll think all sorts of things. He's got a pretty vivid imagination, you know.
Couldn't you make it sound casual? As if you don't want to talk in front of Tom because you'd be embarrassed.
Some hope. He thinks I've got nothing to be embarrassed about.
Of course, there is one possibility you haven't considered.
What's that?
He might not want to talk in front of you.
I doubt that very much.
But you never know. Maybe he's got his secrets as well. So just in case, let him do the talking first.
It's not much of a plan, is it?
Can you think of a better one?
I thought this was one of Miriam's recipes.
This?
But she's vegetarian.
I know that. I haven't got any soy, so I'm using meat as a substitute. You think you know people, but just look at me. Only 25 years out of Yorkshire, and here I am making lasagna.
We've come a long way in the past few months, haven't we?
Let's hope so.
Well, Tom and I didn't hit it off very well, did we, at that very first meeting?
I must have seemed aggressive, I suppose, and a bit tasteless.
Oh, I don't think it was all your fault.
Just a misunderstanding, really.
Yes.
Is that one of the children playing the piano?
No, it's me on Lisa's cassette.
Oh. What's it all in aid of?
It's for a dance routine. That's a relief. You know Lisa goes to dance lessons while they're giving a show.
Oh, and you're helping, are you?
Well, Tom, really.
Oh.
Lisa's doing a duet and her partner's brilliant.
So I'm bringing the friend down to Lisa's level.
Rubbish. He's very good at boosting their confidence. And actually, the friend is Charlotte.
Hmm?
You know, the one whose parents I asked you about earlier.
Oh, yes. I still can't recall anything, but it is a large organisation. I will try and find out, I promise.
Lisa would believe it from you, I'm sure.
And strictly speaking, of course, we're not supposed to discuss other people.
I didn't expect any details, just a professional opinion.
You mean, like Charlotte's father's a rat?
That's the type of thing, yes. Something cold and impersonal.
We'll see. But before we think about that, there's just the little matter of your own interviews.
Ah, yes, I was forgetting. And if you believe that, I've got nothing to worry about.
Well, apart from the false start, you've both done very well at the group meetings. And I've been very impressed with the relationship with your own children.
Lisa, you idiot, what are you doing? That's Gary Lineker, can you just keep under the bed? Well, why can't you play that stupid game downstairs?
This isn't a way, Max, that's why. This is my room, not yours.
There's not enough space in there. You've got the big room. It's not fair. I'm going to tell Mum.
You can't. Mum's talking to that woman.
As I was saying, I have been impressed with your own children.
Sorry about the shouting. Lisa's not normally like that.
It's the dance. It's her first time in public, really. And she'll be singing.
Her voice should carry quite well.
Yes.
And her taps are good and strong, too.
Yes, a bit too strong, really, considering it's her ballet routine.
It isn't.
No, but it's meant to be soft shoe. And there's fitted carpet up there.
They're supposed to look as if they're on ice.
Oh. And they do. Charlotte looks like a skater. Lisa looks like an Eskimo making a hold of fish through.
She tries so hard. Tom, why don't you go and help her?
Well, I can't, can I? I mean, we're doing this.
But if Mrs. Thorney doesn't mind, I could do my interview first and then you could do yours.
Oh, that's fine with me. Shall we make a start?
Oh.
Do you object, Mr. Hollingsworth?
No, it's just that I thought we'd be doing this together, that's all.
Oh, did you particularly want to?
No, I'm not bothered. No, that's all right. You go ahead. You know where I'll be when you want me. Re-plastering the ceiling in the other room. Where's Simon?
In my bedroom.
Ah. Where's Charlotte?
She's gone home to practice her solo routine. She went ages ago.
Oh, I didn't realise.
You mean I was making enough noise for two?
Oh, no, come on. We'll have none of that.
Honestly, Dad, I don't understand it. I'm almost exactly the same size as Charlotte, so how come I weigh twice as much as she does?
You don't. You're just trying too hard, that's all.
I'm going to look stupid. Oh. I know I am. I'm not this clumsy on my own.
Look, it's a comedy number. You'll be dressed as tramps. You're supposed to look clumsy.
Fred Astaire didn't look clumsy when he did it.
He tried, but he just hadn't got your natural talent, had he?
Oh, Dad.
Oh, come here. Now, look, listen to me. You're going on that stage a woman, well, a girl actually, dressed as a man, and you'll come back a star. You're going to be a knockout. Now, come on, let's just walk through the steps.
Oh, Pat, that must have been really dreadful.
And that's when Tom came along, like the US cavalry, and he didn't know it.
But if you'd stopped going out, how did you ever meet him in the first place?
I was about 19, I suppose, working in this little office as a shorthand typist. He came in looking for a job.
And there was something about him you liked?
No, not at first, not at all. In fact, he immediately said the one thing I hated to hear in those days.
What's a nice girl like you doing in a place like this?
Cheer up, it might never happen.
Oh, dear. Unaware that it already had.
Exactly. I nearly snapped his head off. Oh. His face dropped a mile. He went in and he didn't get the job.
You didn't blame yourself for that as well.
Well, I might have done, except it turned out he wanted a job as a van driver and he couldn't drive.
That sounds like Tom.
Yes, he told them he was a quick learner. Anyway, on his way out, he stopped by my desk and apologised for upsetting me.
And he doesn't give up easily.
He wasn't trying it on, he really meant it.
But how did you meet him again?
Well, this very quiet girl in the same office, she'd hardly spoken to me before, but for some reason she persuaded me to go to the local dance.
So we'll walk up the avenue, yes, we'll walk up the avenue, yes, we'll walk up the avenue that we'll take.
Now, don't take a bow now. It's after the you know after me bit. Right, once more, then I try to dodge out of the way. You push me, I resist at first, then go. And we both have a wave, da-da, as we glide off. You see, now we come back for the bow. Hooray, encore. You see, it's simple.
I wish I was doing it with you on the night.
Yeah, I bet you do. Anybody against me would look good, right?
It's not only that. You enjoy making a fool of yourself.
Thank you for reminding me. I've still got to go and talk to Mrs. Thornley. Oh, dear. It's at the time. Surely your mother can't still be talking.
Well, you've been very frank with me. Very honest indeed.
I only hope it doesn't spoil my chances. Oh. I mean, telling you about John.
No.
John?
I can see it's left its mark, but you've obviously managed to put
Dad,
it behind you.
What? What are you doing?
Testing the wall for damp.
That's an interior wall.
Well, it's penetrating damp, very penetrating damp.
Ah, and that's how you do it, is it? With a glass tumbler pressed to your ear?
All right, all right. I was waiting and I got curious, that's all. Serves me right, I suppose.
What does?
Nothing. Look, did you want something?
Well, I put the wheels on the stag. I thought you'd like to see it.
Yes, all right. I'd better put this glass away first.
You don't want to give Mum ideas, eh, Dad?
Don't you say anything to your mother, Mark. It'll only upset her.
OK, but I'll bet whatever she's told Mrs. Thornley isn't a patch on what you've got to tell her. We all know about salesmen, don't we?
Never mind that. Now, come on. Let's have a quick look at my investment. Well, I'm impressed. It's coming on.
You'll be worth quite a bit when I'm finished.
I'm talking about your future career, not money. That's not important at this stage.
Ah, oh, I'm glad you think that, Dad, because I need quite a few other things as well.
Oh, come on, we're not made of money, you know. A bit at a time, we say.
Right, sorry, I'm just keen to get on with it. I told you I wouldn't let you down, didn't I?
Oh, now that reminds me. Mrs. Thornley will be talking to you lot as well, later. Just a general chat, you know, not the Robin Day effort we're getting. But whatever you do, don't go mentioning anything about bribes, right?
Bribes? What bribes?
Good lad. That's the idea.
No, I mean it. I don't remember getting any bribes. What did the others get?
Mark!
Don't worry, Dad. I won't say a word. Still, there's no need to tell you that, is there?
Why not?
Well, you know, you'll be tuning in on the intercom. Ow! Sorry, Dad. I couldn't resist it.
Right, I'd better be getting back in there, unless your mother's still thinking of things to tell her.
Hey, Dad.
What?
It's funny, though, isn't it?
What is?
Well, Mum's always accusing you of not listening.
Oh, yes. Hilarious, yeah.
I'm sorry about that, Tom. Did we take a bit longer than you thought?
I was busy. I didn't notice that much.
Well, anyway, here we are now, and the floor is all yours.
The moment of truth, eh?
Well, I sincerely hope so, because, of course, we will have to check.
I understand that.
So any secrets, troubles with the police, or broken relationships, extramarital affairs, or whatever...
This is my last chance.
Yes. It sounds as if you have got something to tell me.
I have.
Well, let me just say this. None of the things I've just mentioned will automatically disqualify you. They'll just be taken into consideration.
Somehow that doesn't sound terribly reassuring.
I'm sorry, Tom. Perhaps I put it badly.
No. It makes no difference. To be honest, it'll be quite a relief to tell you.
So your interview went all right, then?
I think so.
Where do we go? Is it self-service?
No, there's a table near the window.
Right. I'll grab it. You order the food.
It's all right. They have waitresses. Are you sure this was a good idea?
Stop fussing. I like doing new things, don't I? Anyway, finish your story while I look at this menu.
Well, she was very understanding. About John, I mean. Sympathetic, even.
Quite right, too. So you were worrying about nothing as usual.
I wouldn't call it nothing, Mum.
I mean, as far as Mrs. What's-her-name, the social worker, was concerned.
Well, it seems like it.
So are you going to tell Tom or not?
Well, I'll have to tell him sometime. I just keep putting it off.
Can you have anything on these pizzas?
Yeah, more or less. And there's something else, Mum.
What's that?
I got the feeling Tom was a bit worried about his own interview, about what he was going to say.
Tom? Never.
He's like an open book.
What? It was you who said he might have done something.
I was just saying that to cheer you up.
Well, that was very thoughtful of you, I must say.
Well, I am thoughtful. You know, perhaps it was a mistake to come in here. I can't make head nor tail of this.
He didn't object when I suggested we did separate interviews.
You and Mrs. Watson in between you, you probably didn't give him much of a chance.
It was the look on his face. First he was a bit suspicious of me and I got worried. Then his attitude changed as if he just remembered something and he was relieved.
So now you're both worried.
Yeah. And she's still got to talk to the children. I mean, our children, I mean, before she makes her final decision. I'm not too confident about that.
Oh, you do like to have your little moan, I'll say that for you. I'm sure I don't know where you get it from.
I just didn't think it would go on this long.
No, the children will be grown up by the time they make a decision.
I know.
But they'll be all right. They won't let you down.
I suppose you're right. But Lisa's still a bit doubtful. And then there was that business about Tom sort of bribing them.
Oh, well. You know what your father used to say at times like this?
No, what was that?
Some of these prices are quite steep as well.
I don't remember him saying that.
What he used to say was, if there isn't out thou can do, then do now and be glad of the opportunity.
I think I preferred the first one. Put the menu down, I'll order for both of us.
Oh, go on then, if you think you know best.
Right, so that'll be one pizza with ham and mushrooms and one with cow heels and tripe.
Oh, you mean they got no black puddings?
Tom, do we have to go so fast?
We told Lisa we'd call in to see the rehearsal, didn't we? Anyway, come on, this is a fast.
It's as if you're trying to get away from me. We're supposed to be jogging together, aren't we?
I always thought so.
Oh, this is silly. Look, we've got to talk, Tom.
All right, we'll walk this bit. So what do you want to talk about?
Whatever it is you want to talk about. You've been sulking for days and it can't go on forever.
Fine, I agree. So why don't you begin?
Well, what do you want to know?
Who the hell is John, for a start?
How did you know about John?
Ah, so you don't deny it then?
Deny what?
Whatever it is you've been denying all these years.
I haven't denied anything, ever.
Oh, no.
That's right.
Look, we've talked about your ex-boyfriends, haven't we?
Such as they were, yes.
And you've never mentioned anybody called John?
Well, because...
Because he just slipped out of your mind, I suppose.
Far from it, believe me.
I do believe you, because he was important enough for Mrs. Thornley, wasn't he? But not for me, and it's
just
pretty obvious
what... Just a minute, how do you know what I told Mrs. Thornley?
That's not important, is it?
It's important to me, very important. She gave me her word.
It was sheer chance I sort of accidentally heard you through the wall when I was in the living room.
Oh, well, if you've heard it already, why are you asking?
I never heard much. Mark came bursting in. I had to, you know, well, yes.
Put the glass back in the cabinet.
What?
I should have known. You put it back the right way up.
What?
I mean the wrong way up, because all the other glasses in the cabinet were upside down. I should have known it wasn't the children. They never drink out of those glasses.
All right, Lieutenant Colombo, you've made your point.
Don't you feel ashamed of yourself?
Yes, I do, but I still want to know about John, whoever he was. So you're going to tell me or what?
All right, I'll make you a deal. You told her something too, didn't you?
Don't change the subject.
You tell me and I'll tell you. Fair enough.
You're being childish.
I don't think so.
All right, if that's what you want, that's what we'll do.
Well, go on then.
I never said I'd go first.
I think you're pathetic, do you know that?
Yes, I do as a matter of fact, but thanks for reminding me. Oi, be careful! Pat! Where are you going? It's the dress rehearsal! They're expecting us!
Dad, you were right all the time.
You were brilliant. Both of you were. Well done, sweetheart. Well done.
They liked him so much, they've changed the order of the programme.
Really?
Yes, we're going to close the first half of the show.
Well, it's nice to know I'm not completely useless.
Where's Mum?
Hmm? Oh, she hates rehearsals.
Why?
Well, she says she wants to wait for the show itself. She wants to savour it.
Oh. Then why she just walked in the door?
Hmm? Has she?
Yeah, she's over there.
Oh, we're too late. I was really looking forward to it. I love seeing all the bits and pieces coming together.
Dad, I'm in two other numbers, Mum.
Come on, Lisa!
See, I've got to change. Tell her the good news.
Well, tell me the good news.
They like the dance, that's all.
A little bit more than that, I'd say. Everyone thought it was terrific.
Hello, Carol. This is Charlotte's mum. This is my husband.
Tom, isn't it?
Yes.
Charlotte thinks you're marvellous.
She didn't think I was messing things up then.
Of course not. She says you've been a great help. By the way, Pat, have you heard anything yet from the fostering unit?
Oh, only that Mrs. Thorne is coming tomorrow to talk to the children.
I'm sure you'll be all right. But good luck anyway.
Oh, thanks.
Perhaps we ought to have a dress rehearsal for that as well. She'll be here soon, so listen. Let me just remind you.
It's okay, Dad, we're not stupid. Me and Simon don't mention bribes.
And Lisa pretends she's got a sore throat and doesn't say anything at all.
Brilliant. Right.
Shut up. She'll be here in a second.
God, they think they're so cool. I got my bribe anyway, didn't I?
Nobody got a bribe. That's her. For the last time, don't fool around with her. She's a very clever lady. Just tell the truth. That's all you've got to remember.
But I still don't want to foster.
Yes, Lisa, you have mentioned it.
So what shall I do?
Were you listening to me? I said tell her the truth.
What if she asks about my stag?
Emma Sabutio.
Why should she? I said she was clever. I didn't say she was psychic. All right? Get it?
Got it.
Good.
Can't you tell us anything?
I thought I'd explain. It's a group decision and we still have the checks to make.
But now you've talked to the children, I thought maybe...
You'll get me shot, I hope you know that. But my own recommendation will be very favourable. There is one thing, though.
Yes?
Lisa. She's still not convinced about Charlotte's wayward father, is she?
She can be a bit stubborn, which is hardly surprising when you look at her dad.
True. But her trouble is that she wants to be loyal to you and to her best friend. Your children are exceptionally loyal, aren't they?
Are they?
All the way they tried to cover up about those bribes, for instance.
Oh, no, but they weren't bribes, really. Honestly. Oh,
I know that, but they didn't know I knew that. Look, bye. I'll be seeing you. At least I hope so. Fingers crossed.
Yes, bye. Oh, thank you.
Tom, are you still awake?
Yes.
Can't you sleep either?
No.
Why not?
You keep asking me if I'm still awake.
Oh, sorry.
That's not true.
I should have told you a long time ago.
That's what I can't understand. How you could have lied to me all this time.
I didn't lie.
Well, you must have done. You've always said I knew all there was to know about your ex-boyfriends.
What bit there was to know, yes.
Well, there you are, then. You never ever mentioned anyone called John, and it must be important, because otherwise, why all this fuss?
It was important, but he wasn't my boyfriend. In fact, he was a man I hardly knew.
Well, that rules out what I thought it might be. At least I think it does.
What was that?
Well... With you wanting so desperately to foster children and so on, it did occur to me, you know, well, you know, these things happen, don't they?
It's somebody you hardly know.
Well, he could have persuaded you, got you drunk, forced you, and anything.
He didn't. He was quiet and shy.
Then what are we talking about? What... I mean, what did he do? He must have done something.
He killed himself.
But how did... Oh. Over you, you mean?
Sort of. And that's what some people thought, because he left a note, you see. It was mostly fantasy. They even said that at the inquest. But his parents still blame me. Tom, it was horrible.
Why didn't you tell me?
I didn't want you to know. I just wanted to forget about it.
I think it's about time I told you my secret.
Oh, no, don't. This isn't the time. Please, I don't want to know.
This is exactly the right time.
Why? How can it be?
I'll tell you, shall I? My shameful secret. And I think it even shocked Mrs. Thornley. You are the first and only real girlfriend I've ever had.
I don't believe it.
It's pathetic, isn't it? Well, you said it for me the other day.
I didn't mean it. You know I didn't.
Well, I wasn't sure. I never really have been. You see, underneath this superficial layer of confidence is...
Another superficial layer of confidence.
Exactly. But you go a bit deeper and you find the real me. Bit of an idiot, really. How I ever got someone like you, I'll never know.
It's fate. That's what it was.
Is that what you think?
Well, of course. If that girl in the office hadn't persuaded me to go to that dance hall...
Ah, yes, but who do you think asked her to ask you?
You didn't even know her. Did you?
I did. Well, not very well. But it was her who told me about that job vacancy in the first place.
Oh, was I that frightening?
No, it was me. I was hopeless with girls then.
Then?
Shh, shh, shh. Oh, that sounds like one of the kids.
Mum? I heard you talking.
Can't you sleep?
No, it's the concert tomorrow. Keep thinking I'm going to spoil it all.
Oh, you silly thing. Of course you won't spoil it.
I wish I was doing it with you, Dad, instead of Charlotte. You'd give me confidence.
Oh, come here, look. You get in bed with your mother. There's some milk left in the fridge, and I'll make us all a hot drink.
Oh, your feet are cold.
Here you are, girls. Ah, Lisa? Never mind. Lisa's bed's a bit small for me, but three mugs of Horlicks do the trick. Night.
Night. Night.
Oh, I wish Mum was here to see that.
Well, they only let us have two extra tickets, you see, because they're doing my routine.
Your routine? What happened to Fred and Judy?
Oh, no, get ready to hold Dad back. He's dying to get up there and do it himself.
No, not really.
Come on, Dad, tell the truth.
No, it's too late for me. This is their night.
Tom.
What?
Charlotte's mum wants you.
Where?
Over there, look. That exit door near the stage.
Oh, no, I hope he's not Lisa panicking. Excuse me, please. Excuse me. Thank you.
Sorry about this, Tom. I didn't know what to do.
Was it Lisa?
No, it's Charlotte.
What, an accident, is it?
That's one way of putting it. Look, see through the glass that tall man at the back with the dark wavy hair?
Well, the Rambo lookalike? The one with the gorgeous daughter?
She's not his daughter. Charlotte is.
What do you mean?
That's my husband with his latest girlfriend.
48 cents. And Charlotte's seen them, has she?
Yeah, she's sobbing her heart out in the changing room. She won't get ready for the tramps routine.
Well, let me talk to her.
It won't do any good and we haven't got many minutes.
But it's not Broadway, is it? We can stop the show for a little while if we have to.
But it was going so smoothly and they've all worked so hard. Lisa and Charlotte in particular.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Will you go on in Charlotte's place? We've got some costumes left over from the Christmas pantomime.
I don't believe this is happening. I've been watching too many of those musicals. Well, all right, then. If Charlotte won't do it, I will. But I'm going to have to speak to her first.
You'll have to hurry.
Oh, am I interrupting your Sunday dinner?
That's all right, Mum. We've all finished, except Simon.
And you can see what he's doing, spreading jam on his Yorkshire pudding. There's nothing wrong with that, is there, Gran?
Of course not.
But you're not supposed to pour gravy on it first.
Never mind all that. How did the show go last night?
Well, too bad.
It was brilliant, Gran. Even I have to admit that.
Yes, and the tramp number was the best bit of all. Am I right? Or am I right? Well?
That was the routine Tom worked on, in case you didn't manage to guess.
I thought it might be.
He nearly had to take Charlotte's place and do it.
Never.
He did, Gran. Charlotte was crying her eyes out because her rotten dad turned up with a bimbo.
Well, I suppose that was appropriate for a tramp routine.
But all credit to Charlotte. She went on and did it superbly. Her and Lisa, they stole the show, I reckon.
She wouldn't have gone on at all if it hadn't been for Dad.
Yeah, that was the best part, Gran. When he chucked Charlotte's dad out.
Oh, I'd have forged a ticket to see that.
Now, don't listen to them. It wasn't like that at all. I just explained the situation to him and invited him to leave, which he did.
But he was a big bloke, Dad. It might have turned nasty.
I did take judo lessons for a while, don't forget. I know it was only a post, of course.
Well, I still think it was the bravest thing I've ever seen.
Pat, don't exaggerate. He wasn't that much bigger than me, and I do keep pretty fit.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the way you let Charlotte and Lisa do your dance. Give me a plate, love.
Dad went out there a star and came back a bouncer, didn't
you,
Dad?
Oh, rubbish. Now, listen, and while we're joking about it, spare a thought for poor Charlotte.
Yes, that wasn't a very nice way to find out the truth about her father, was it?
No wonder he didn't want to foster children. He'd rather go out with them.
Speaking of which, how did you get on with that fostering woman?
She'll be phoning us tomorrow afternoon.
Do you want me to answer it?
No. Hello? Oh, yes, speaking. Yes. Oh, yes, I understand. Oh, thank you for calling.
Well?
We're on the list.
What does that mean?
It means we've been accepted.
Oh, I think there's going to be a few tears. Yes, it's true.
Well, what do you expect?
Oh, look, don't worry, Petal. I'm sure I'll be able to pull myself together in a little while.
Tom?
Yes, dear?
Thank you.
What for?
I'll try to think of something.
Growing Pains was written by Steve Whetton and starred Ray Brooks and Sharon Deuce as Tom and Pat Hollingsworth. Gran was played by Jean Haywood, Caroline Thornley by Susan Sheridan, Mark by Richard Pierce, Lisa by Tika Vicker-Bloss, Simon by Nicholas Delve, and Carol Turner by Marcia King. The producer was Lisa Evans.